Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah, we have a voicemail that I'd like to play.
I love a good voicemail.
All right, here we go.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Kirby and Sarah. I am such a fan of the podcast. Happy 4-year anniversary. So exciting. You asked what our personal wins of the year so far are. To me, that is Naturium, kind of similarly to Elf. It's not new. However, I just thought that their new SPF launch this year was incredible. It was brilliant. The product itself is unbelievable. I'm kind of an oily combo girl, but I want to look glowy, you know. It's not kind of like a trying to look matte, and that SPF is perfect. It was launched at the perfect time for me to be able to enjoy it this summer for all my travels, all these everything. It was, I think, just the absolute most genius launch so far of the year, and I think that Susan Yara, unsurprisingly, is a genius. I think, in general, the reason the brand is just doing so well right now and such a win right now is because it is such a high-quality product at such an accessible price. Being in Target is obviously huge for that, and for me, as like a casual slash vaguely obsessive beauty consumer, what I really like is that it allows me to recommend a brand to my friends that is like accessible to them, because, you know, I have friends asking me, you know, what are you using on your skin? What do you blah, blah, blah? And I'm not trying to be that person who's like, you need to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you want your skin to look good. So I love having a brand like Naturium that I can point to as like this is an accessible retinol. This is an accessible vitamin C. This is a cleansing balm you don't have to stick your fingers into, because they have one that comes out of a tube, which is genius. And just having multiple SPF options as of this summer, now that they have two, is so great. And I just think it is the most fabulous brand. And obviously, they're continuing to do really cool stuff. And Susan, similar to your point about kind of Gen Z not wanting to feel like they're being sold to, Susan uplifts other products on her own feed, which really helps you as a consumer feel like she's not just always going to choose her brand because it's her brand. She's uplifting other brands, recommending other products. Just a 10 out of 10 no notes from me. I love you guys. Thanks for being the best, and keep it coming. Have another great 4, hopefully 5, hopefully 10, hopefully 100 years. Okay, bye.
What a good voicemail.
So, makes me so happy. She didn't leave her name, so sadly we don't know how to address her.
I was
going to
say,
but
what an incredible explanation.
For Naturium, right. I'm going to text Susan and be like, girl, yeah, you need to send this girl some stuff.
You need to pay us so that you can play this on your YouTube/Instagram.
Susan, would you like to license that voicemail for your YouTube?
You can take it, Susan.
Just kidding. I think this person makes a really great point that Susan also talks about other beauty brands on her page, which I always kind of think about, because I'm like, wow, she's a brand founder. She has her own skincare brand. But then she's like recommending other products or like talking about other products. I wonder if she ever, like, I wonder what her rules are for when she does stuff like that. Like, okay, as a brand founder, I can't be like dragging another brand, or I can't be like calling out another brand. Like, I have to, when you're a brand founder, you have to kind of keep it buttoned up. You can't be as, you know, uninhibited as some of these, you know, people that make content that don't have their own brands. So I always think about that, but I think it's a good point that if she really has helped build trust over the years, and she doesn't just talk only and solely about her brand, she recommends other products that she likes and thinks are great. And I love that Naturium sunscreen that just launched. I think I teased it before it even came out. It is incredible. It is truly my favorite American sunscreen. I, again, 10/10, no notes. I freaking love that thing. It's such a good SPF.
It really is. Matt stole it from me, so it's currently with him. But
go,
I
Matt.
Agree. Huh?
Go, Matt.
I know. Please, have at it. I love that she brought up the affordability part of it all, because it is so true. Like, Kirby and I always get asked, you know, even just by friends or family, about what products we love and would buy. And I hate when I'm like, oh, you know, that like La Mer is so good. But you know what I mean?
We're like, we love La Mer, but yeah, we also get it sent to us. Exactly. And like, there might be, I mean, the thing about La Mer is the day will come where I stop getting La Mer, and I will figure out a way to scrounge my monies together to go buy the 1 ounce for $100 or however many dollars it is, because that stuff just works for my skin extremely well. Extremely well. I can't help it.
Yeah. But yeah, I just love being able to recommend her products because they are so efficacious and they are so affordable and they're so fun and beautiful and innovative. And again, we love Susan. But I do think about that too. Like, I think about Mariana and how she also, you know,
the founder of Summer Fridays.
Yes, the founder of Summer Fridays. And she spends a lot of her career outside of Summer Fridays recommending products, a lot of which are skincare or beauty. So it would be really interesting to talk to them about how they go about deciding what products they will recommend, because it's not like oh, we're only going to recommend products that are not competitors or like not in the same category, because that's impossible, especially for Susan. Like, Naturium sells everything now.
Totally.
But I guess this is just like, this is what the new beauty founder is, right? Like, they're multi-hyphenates. They're influencers.
They're influencers.
Yeah. Outside of being founders. So kudos.
Kudos to Susan. Kudos to this listener that called us. We appreciate your support and we loved that voicemail. All right. We have some text too. This says, hi, Kirby and Sarah. I love Los Angeles. Find both of you so refreshingly genuine and smart. I'm like, is this a joke? Who's saying this? No, just kidding. Thank you. Keep up the amazing work. It's our moms. I want to thank you for mentioning the fear-mongering influencers in last Tuesday's episode. This was from mid-July, so it was probably a few episodes ago. I've recently come across so many of them on my TikTok For You page, and honestly, even if I know that I shouldn't necessarily trust their statements, it can still be very scary to hear them. Thank you for reminding us viewers to be careful with our sources. That being said, I'm very curious to know if you have any favorite influencers or content creators, as well as more science-backed media, medical journals, which you trust. As someone who loves to read and learn the science behind the beauty industry, I would love to know your recommendations for reliable sources. Thank you so much for creating entertaining, interesting, and educational content. All the best. Leia, big fan from Montreal, Canada. Thank you, Leia.
Oh my gosh, a Canadian.
Canadian,
thank
eh?
Thank you. How sweet.
Land of Ryan Gosling. We love oh my gosh. We love to see it. Okay. Thoughts. Who do you like going to for debunking info?
Immediately, Javon Ford is my favorite. Is my favorite for so many reasons. He's so straightforward, and he the way he edits his videos too are great, because it's like he plays the video that, you know, spouts out the original myth or whatever, and then he cuts it and immediately goes into an explanation. He cites where his information comes from, and it's just like, he's not even trying to be sassy. He's just delivering the facts and science, and it's just so good.
Agreed. We love Javon over here. I also love Jen at the Eco Well.
Yes.
I am often sending her videos from fear-mongering people where I'm like, I can't say anything about this, but like, you can, so get on this. And she often does, and I appreciate it, because we need more science education and we need more media literacy. Even times, you know, we will talk about a report that came out from very legitimate publications, you know, that have rigorous journalistic guidelines that they have to meet and abide by. But even sometimes they don't understand that maybe they're cherry picking information, or that a report that they are responding to or publicizing, it's not the whole story.
Sure.
And I've talked to cosmetic chemists like Javon and like Esther Olu, who we love, the melanin chemist, about these things too. And it's like, they've even told me, it's really hard. Unless you have this science background, you may not understand some of what you're even reading when it comes to these reports. So it's really easy to get those misinterpreted. And that's why I really do rely on them. So I think Jen from the EcoWell is also great. I love Charlotte Palermino. I mean,
that goes without saying,
yeah,
right?
I think she is just so good. And she has this multifaceted approach. I think the reason why Sarah and I maybe lean towards her a lot more, or at least feel like we relate to her, is because she was in media for such a long time. So she understands how people are creating content and what gets clicks and things like that. She understands that side of it. And then she also went to school to be an esthetician. Mm-hmm. While she was developing Do Skin, her skincare brand. So she knows about things like formulation, but then she also knows how the skin works. She knows what brands are up against. She knows what's a marketing term versus what's mm-hmm. legit. So I think that Javon, Esther Olu, Charlotte Palermino, I love Jen from the EcoWell. I'm like trying to go through my list of people who I think are just like absolutely killing it when they come to this.
Yeah, I completely agree with everyone that you mentioned. I also love following Tea with MD, who was a previous guest on Los Angeles, Dr. Joyce Park. She's a dermatologist. She founded Skin Refinery, and she does a lot of really great debunking videos as well. Just like all like skincare, also hair she talks about, which are really, really great. And then, I mean, there's so many that we could go through, but there's also a dentist, cosmetic dentist that I follow called Dr. Joyce King, Joyce the dentist. Oh. And I've learned so much from her about like what, she also debunks a bunch of myths, but then she also like does a lot of great recommendations. Like these are the mouthwashes you shouldn't be buying, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like I've learned a lot. We should go do like a whole episode of like our favorites from every category, because there's so many.
Agreed.
Which I'm so thankful for.
Agreed.
Which we've talked about many, many times, but I'm just so glad that these experts are actually influencers.
Agreed. And that people actually listen to what they have to say. I love it. All right. One last text message, because remember, you can text the hotline. You do not have to call. It says, hi, Kirby and Sarah. This is about the Dyson Airstrait. I think the target demo for the Dyson Airstrait might be Jewish girls like myself. All I want is one step, one tool that will get this frizzy, wavy, curly hair to an even texture. And if it cuts out time, amazing. I currently have the air wrap and the curling attachments just don't work or hold with my hair. I use the straightening brush every morning, but I still have to go in with a straightener after. My hair alone takes at least 30 minutes every day. I've had some amazing blowouts where my hair is perfectly straight and still has volume. I've also had some not so great blowouts where my hair still has kinks and random unintentional curls throughout. If the Air Straight was truly able to deliver on consistent texture straight hair with just one step, that would be worth $500 to me. Love the pod. Thanks. I agree with this. So this is from an episode. It's funny to see like when people are listening to what episodes, because like,
yeah,
we get new followers.
It's not like it's not every week.
Yeah. If you've been a longtime follower, you might be catching up. So this was in May. We talked about the Dyson Airstrait and we were kind of wondering how, yes, there is Dyson technology that makes this different, but this type of product exists with companies like GHD and 3. Drybar has one. Does T3 have one?
They have, don't they? Oh, no, they don't. They have the airbrush is different.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's different.
Continue.
No, it's okay. But now that this product has been out for a while, I have found the conversation has died down a little bit. And I think that there are a few things that I still am a little critical of when it comes to this particular launch, because I've had it, I've tried it, and it works really, really well. My friend Marina, who has natural hair, she's like gunning to try this, and I keep telling her, come over so we can like play with it and see how it does on your hair. But she sent me videos of Black women with natural textured hair using mm-hmm. it, and they've had a few complaints, and my complaints actually mirror them in a way, which are it's too heavy.
Oh my gosh.
It's too heavy.
That was my number one thing. And like, I have already straight, like pretty fine to normal hair type. And I don't even have to use it for that long. And my wrists were tired.
No, I was dying. And I have a ton of fake hair extensions in that have a little bit of a wave, but like for getting it straight is not as difficult as somebody that may have textured or even just straight up curly hair. I cannot imagine. I cannot remember this creator's name for the life of me, but I was in pain for her because I'm like, this took, first of all, forever. It looked good, but she was like, y'all, it's loud as hell and it is too heavy. And I think that Dyson is great at innovation, but I think that they underestimate like how people truly want something that's going to be easy all around.
Yeah.
If one component of it is not easy, it's not going to work.
Totally. And like the weight of a hair tool is so important.
So, I mean, that's why I like the air wrap. That air wrap is not heavy to me at all.
Exactly. Especially if the target consumer are these people who have a lot of thick hair, textured hair that need to use this product and are going to be using it for more than, you know, 10 minutes.
Yep.
So the refinery, the beauty team, my beauty team, tried the product out when it launched while I was, I know. I sounded weird when I referred to them as, but no, yeah, they're mine. and I was really curious to see what they thought because I was on mat leave. And so Amanda Mitchell, she has type 4 hair and she didn't love it.
Okay.
Had lots of notes. Brianna Davis, who you've met, she does social for Refinery, has 4B hair, didn't like it. She was like, I don't think my texture was considered for this product. Like she'd had like a lot of complaints. But then Karina Hoshikawa, who is our senior writer, she has thick, long, wavy hair. And she liked it.
Okay.
And then Megan Decker, beauty editor, has like long hair with a natural wave. And she loved it.
So Brianna.
Yeah.
I think this is a very interesting touch point with this device. Because initially, I was like, who is this for?
Mm-hmm.
And then as I started to see more people use it, I was like, why was this not marketed? I'm not saying it needed to be specifically to Black women with textured hair, but like I felt like they should have done way more advertising that focused on that. Because initially I was like, well, if it's meant to like actually straighten the hair and replace, you know, some type of straightening treatment, like wouldn't that be the number one person you would want to cater to?
Yeah.
But to her point then, it seems like it's still too heavy. It's not actually like getting the job done and it takes forever still. So like, wouldn't you rather just go to a salon and pay money for that to have your hair straightened?
And then Amanda wrote in her review, she said, all I want is a flat iron with a comb attachment. To me, that would be a true innovation. She's like, that's all I want.
Like, does that exist somewhere? Let's find one for her. Damn. Like, we need to get this show on the road. I understand why this seemed revolutionary because it really is like, in a way, the way it's like a steamer for your hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I mean, I have not picked it up since I tried it like the first week because it just was too painful. It was like, I don't want to be exhausted after doing my hair. I just don't. So to this person's point, she says that she has the curly, frizzy, wavy hair texture. And maybe if like one product, it doesn't matter how heavy it is, if it's going to do that in one fell swoop, that's worth it. But I would be interested to hear from other listeners who have bought this product and tried it, their thoughts. Tell us what type of hair you have and how well or not well it works for you. But that's kind of where I stand on it.
I also want to hear what they were using previously.
Yes.
You know, like what was your normal hair routine before you used the ear straight? Because have you tried anything else?
Because I think we talked about this too. Like the Corral, again, innovative, a cordless flat iron, but that thing does not hold a charge and is also heavy. So it's not worth it to me. I would rather use my GHD to straighten my hair, you know? So there we go. There we go. Okay. Loved all those texts and voicemails. If those were just a select few, we would love to do more of this in the future. So please text us and send us your voicemails. But we decided we haven't done a lot of woifs, let alone a super woif in a while. And there are products that we've tried and have been loving, and we want to give some shine to those products. So it's super woif. It's super woify. Yeah. And that's an original parody, so you can't sue us. Rick James or whoever sang that song.
I love that. We should really record that.
No, I'm going to make you after this. I'm going to send you a track.
Can someone take that audio and then make it into a meme?
She's a very beauty girl. Like,
is there not?
Some like to call her AI mother. Her name is Sarah Tan.
We just asked an AI to do that, yes.
She likes her eyelash extensions. She's a wifey girl.
Okay, never mind. You're going to do it.
I'm just going to do it.
See, that's why you can't hire AI. You don't get the original.
You don't. You can't replace personality. Bam.
No.
Bam. Okay, Sarah, I want to know, what's your first product?
I have a sunscreen. It is Beauty of Joseon's new one, their Ginseng Moist Sun Serum.
Ooh.
Have you tried this yet?
I have not.
I love their sunscreen, their other sunscreen. I bought the sunscreen stick, which is nice. But this they actually sent to me, and I absolutely love it. It is this beautiful gel texture.
Okay.
So it's a serum. Ooh. So it comes out kind of thick, but then once you rub it in, absolutely invisible.
Love.
Blends into your skin, leaves no white cast. It's chemical. It's not overly moisturizing.
Okay.
But it's also not greasy either. So it really it's like a natural finish, which I think makes it work for all skin types. You know, it's got all the filters that all the Korean sunscreens have that are not FDA approved here, which is why it has such a beautiful finish. I will say, in comparison to the original sunscreen, it does have like a stronger fragrance. I think it's like the ginseng. I don't mind it. If you're super sensitive, maybe you will. It's like it smells natural. It's not like, it's not super overwhelming. It smells like clean and natural. But I mean, if you just like really want like a fragrance-free sunscreen, this you might not like it. It goes away pretty quickly. It's 50 milliliters. I would probably go through this in like a month and a half.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much is it?
It is $16.50 on Stylevana.
The price. Yeah.
I think there's like a sale going on right now. And then, you know, if you are shopping at Olive Young online, it's also around that price point. So I have been applying it like a normal sunscreen on top of my moisturizer. But I was like, should I be using it underneath because it's a serum? I don't really know if it matters. Maybe they call it a serum just because the texture is more like a serum than a lotion. But I really, really like it a lot. And I was talking to Julian Sass about it, and he said it's his favorite more than the
original
sunscreen. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. High praise. So that's what I've been using. I've been going back and forth between the ultraviolet and this. And I mean, the ultraviolet's so good, but I have to say, I accidentally got it on my sweater and it like left a stain.
It did?
Yeah, because it's like kind of oily, I guess.
Oh.
Like I washed the sweater and it's still there. Ooh. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But I still like it a lot, but I was like, I mean, maybe a lot of sunscreens too. I've never had that happen to me before, but anyways, that was my only complaint.
Ooh. Ooh, interesting.
It wasn't an expensive sweater, but it was fine. But anyways, I go back and forth. Maybe I need to use the yellow one.
What yellow one?
The one that isn't the yellow one that you like, the one that you really like?
No,
you got me the purple one. The Supreme Screen.
That is Supreme Screen. That's the one. That is Supreme Screen.
Right. The one that you picked up is the yellow one.
Yeah, but this is a baby size.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
This is Supreme Screen baby size.
Got it. Okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, it left a stain on my sweater.
Well, that sucks, but I still love it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Beauty of Joseon, by the way, you can get 10% off your Style Vana order if you use our Shop Our Shelf. We have a code. So we're here for you.
Love that.
Run, don't walk.
Okay. Kirby, what's on your list?
Okay. I have a very specific reasoning for picking my products.
Okay.
I wanted to feature brands I've never talked about on the podcast before. Okay. So
I like that challenge.
Yes. Because sometimes I think we get in these habits of brands we really like and it's like, I really wanted to talk about a Give beauty product and was like, no. We dedicated a whole episode to that hoe. We need to... I say that lovingly. Lovingly. I'm going to focus on other things.
Yeah, we got to spread the flowers.
So speaking of Charlotte Pellerino, she's introduced me to so many incredible brands from Medicate to Sophie Pavitt. Sophie Pavitt is an esthetician based in New York, and she launched a brand this year called Sophie Pavitt Face. She has two products, I believe, at this point, and... the one that I'm going to talk about today is called the Mandelic Clearing Serum. I love this product. This is a exfoliating treatment for every type of skin concern. And I feel like mandelic acid is an unsung hero when it comes to breakouts. It is a very gentle but highly effective exfoliator. And this particular product includes the mandelic acid, hyaluronic acid, and panthenol. And mandelic, this is so cute. So if you go to Sophie's page, her website, a little box will pop up when you click on an ingredient and she'll tell you about it.
Mandelic acid is an AHA. It's an alpha hydroxy acid. This dissolves the bonds between dead skin and healthy skin underneath. It's also antibacterial, so really great at clearing blemishes. And it is brightening, so it helps with discoloration too.
So cute. I love that. I was breaking out. Not last week, but the week before, I was like, this is driving me nuts. And I used it, and I'm not even kidding you, overnight, my skin was clear. And I felt like I was in a proactive commercial from the late 90s, like waking up and being like, oh my God, like what happened to all my texture on my forehead and what happened to the blemishes on my face or whatever. And so I actually have like a pimple right here on the side of my nose that I picked yesterday with a lancet. And got everything out, and then I put a pimple patch on it, and then tonight I'm going to put this, and it's going to just suck it all up. It's going to be great. But it says, once a day after cleansing and toning, apply 3 pumps over the face and neck, avoiding the eye area, and then follow with your moisturizer and SPF. It's great for blemish-prone skin. She says it's great for dryness, probably because of the exfoliating ingredients, discoloration, and fine lines. And she says, almost everyone who uses the serum reports brighter, more illuminated skin. I can attest to this. I am a very big fan. It is 1 fluid ounce and it's $54. I can tell you it has worked wonders for my skin. And I think she totally knocked it out of the park with this product.
I have been using that too. I actually use that. That's like my active at night these days.
Ooh, nice.
Because I'm still breastfeeding. I can't use a lot of like the really intense, you know, exfoliators. And I did get to meet with Sophie when she was here in LA last, and I got a facial with her. And she was like super, like she was selling me on this product. And I was like, I saw the before and afters too. I was just like, oh my gosh, I think this is like incredible. Like Kirby said, it works for like pretty much everyone and everything. So I have been using it. I absolutely love it. speaking of the before and afters, you need to go on Sophie's Instagram or the website and see how this product has like changed a lot of people's skins. Like, she's so good at putting people on these like journey, or sorry, she's really good at putting people like prescribing them a routine. And they, you know, they come into her New York spa clinic to have like regular facials, but she really, really, yeah, is able to transform people's skin within weeks, unlike anything else I've ever seen, with just like really simple, easy products and routines. And yeah, including this new launch of hers.
I mean, it's crazy. The before and afters are incredible. And like you said, I mean, like four steps, maybe three steps in the morning, four at night. And she keeps them very consistent. I mean, her skin is literally stunning. So I would tell me any, like if she told me anything, I would do it. All right. What's up for you?
I have mentioned this product a couple times on my Instagram, and people have actually replied to me, like asking me about it. So I was like, okay, I want to talk about it on Los Angeles. This is the insert name here, Filling Fine Touch-Up Powder Stick. It is a root touch-up powder that comes in this really cute double-sided stick. And I have been using this to cover the little bald spots. But you don't have to be like thinning or balding to use it. Like, it really is a great tool to help if you just want to like even out your hairline, or let's say you are using the, you know, clip-ins or extensions and you're like doing a really cute updo, and it just like helps to like blend it all in, which is really nice. Like, it helps to make it look more natural all over. But I just love how compact it is. This comes in two different shades, and the one that I use has jet black and black brown on each side. And the way that it works is that it is has like a puff at the end, and all you have to do is, so the product is at the end of the cap.
Yep.
This is like such a visual thing, but it's at the end of the cap, and then you twist it open, and there's this little like puffy cushion that has some of the product, but you have to like rub it into the end of the cap, like twist it.
Yep.
And then you just apply it into your bald spot or wherever you'd like.
And, wow.
Yeah. And it's just a little bit darker.
Wow. And, don't forget this bald spot right here. No, I'm just kidding.
Bitch. I feel like I'm on like QVC or like an infomercial, which I mean, that's like, I guess all the time, but it's totally waterproof. I like sometimes, you know, I haven't been washing my hair as often because I'm like trying to like save all the hairs on my head, and it truly lasts like through sweat, through sleeping. It doesn't transfer onto my pillow case. I guess you could swim with it. I haven't tried to swim with it. It's non-comedogenic, safe for sensitive skin, vegan, cruelty-free, all those things. I guess it's made with mineral oil and kaolin too. So then it's almost like a dry shampoo even.
Ooh.
And then the other shade that it comes in is ash brown. So if you're a blondie, that one would work for you. It's $28 currently on the website, but I guess it's on like there's a 30% off sale, so you could get it for under 20 right now. I think it's just like good to have in your arsenal, even if, you know, you aren't experiencing thinning. Like I said, it's just like good to have. Throw it in your pocket or throw it in your makeup bag and keep it with you.
I agree. Okay, so I'm so glad you brought up this brand, because I initially just thought of them as just the hair extension / like ponytail brand that you can add on. When we went to the Barbie movie, I had one of their ponytail extensions wrapped around my head, and it was almost an identical match to my hair color. I was obsessed with it. I think it was the Lucy or the Lily. They provided a product because it was Barbie themed. It's like a part of Mattel's licensing deal for the Barbie movie, but it's called the Totally Stylin' Hair Pomade. I am obsessed with this pomade. It is It is easily the best hair pomade I've ever tried in my life. And like Sarah said, there is a sale happening right now. So you can get 30% off by using the code BLOWOUT. It's usually $22. You can get it for $15. It is not hard or plasticky, but literally, like, if you, I have bangs, and if I'm trying to do an updo, it just slicks everything back perfectly. And it's like, it stays put, but it's not hard. And it's not a nightmare to brush out, which is, I think if you have, like, small kids in, like, dance recital, like, dance classes or competitions or something, like, this is the product, because it's not going to be a nightmare trying to wash out of their hair.
Totally. Or if you're in high school and you're, like, on cheer or song or something.
Yes.
Like, oh, my gosh.
100%. So this brand, I think, is really – I liked them before, but I was like, oh, I don't really know if I would necessarily, like, need to use any of their products, like, on a regular basis, meaning, you know, their ponytails or whatever. But they – I mean – they're absolutely killing it with their actual styling products, in my humble opinion. And by the way, my ponytail – was called the Lola.
Ooh, okay. It was so cute. I want one.
It's so cute.
The founders.
Oh, no. Wait, it's Lily. Sorry.
Oh, the Lily.
It's the Lily.
Okay.
Yep.
The founders of, insert name here, two of the three are formerly ColourPop employees, Sharon and Jordan.
Yep.
And they're like killing it. And they're so young. They're younger than we are. And they're just, they're so smart. Like, they just get it. They like, get how to make good product. They know how they're going to like target their customer. They know social media so well. And then they recently just grew the brand, insert name here, to now offer professional products. So they do like professional extensions. So congrats to them. They're just, we should have them on too.
Love that. Okay. I am obsessed with this product. I talked about it and people were like, what is it? Like, why aren't you telling us the name? Stop gatekeeping. And I was like, okay, fine. It's from G Beauty, G-E-E, and it is called Prime Skin. One of our mutual friends who is also a publicist, her name is Monica, she did a video and she's like, I am not a content creator, but like, four people stopped me on the street in New York and were like, what the hell is on your face? You look incredible. I don't even know you. And I'm like, okay, what is this product? So she sent it to me. And I'm like, great. I'm going to take it with me to Singapore. And I tested it before I went. And y'all, I was like, I don't know what is in this stuff, but it's literally my favorite thing on planet Earth. So it's a primer, okay? So it lays beautifully under makeup and it really does prep the skin in a really nice way if you want to wear like foundation and wear concealer and things of that nature. But what I love it for is literally like, okay, I wake up, I want to look put together, I'm going to put in some brow gel, I'm going to put a little mascara on, I need my melasma to look less prominent since we've been dealing with 90 degree heat in Los Angeles. Bust this primer out, Prime Skin. I use shade Prime 2. It just evens out my skin tone, gives me this really beautiful glow. And they call it a skin tint and a primer, but it's not.
Is it like a CC cream? Like, is it like, or a BB cream? Remember BB creams?
Kind of, but it's not like, it's hard to explain because it's not like, it has like
There's not a ton of color in it.
It does have, it's so hard to explain because it's like, light coverage, there's a soft blur finish, but it's not silicone-y. And it says flexible color technology adapts and warms to your skin tone. So they don't have like a ton of shades. They have nine, but it's not meant to be a perfect match because it's not a full coverage product.
Right. Is it like the Herborian? Do you remember that product that they had?
Yeah. Yes, but it's not like that. There's actual there's an actual shade to it. It's not it's not like clear and then turns a certain color. Yeah. It's like there's an actual shade to it. Okay, so the collection includes seven shades and it has like hyaluronic acids to help plump the skin, but literally your skin just looks it's like breathable beauty.
It's like your skin, but better.
Yes. I like hate that term, but it really is. It's just, it is the absolute best.
Wait, I need this. I need this now.
You do. And Natalie G is one of the founders. One of her quotes on the website is like, when less is more, the best no makeup. It's breathable, weightless, and transformative. And I had like really not heard much about this brand, to be completely honest. I didn't really know.
Never heard of this brand before.
Yeah. But it's a team, it's like a family. So it's a mother and her daughters, Miriam, Natalie, Stephanie, and Celine. They busted out this product seemingly out of nowhere. Their mom is like one of the hottest women I've ever seen. I'm like, way to go, ma'am. Like, you're absolutely killing it. It says the G Beauty makeup brand is an edit of everyday makeup essentials that speak to real women, backed by 20 years in the beauty business with a strong understanding of the needs and goals of women of every age. The range has been formulated with this innate influence. And I have to agree, because it's like this product is going to look good if you're 18 years old or 48 years old. Like, it's just going to look really beautiful on your skin. They also have a really gorgeous blush that just, it doesn't sink into your lines or anything on your face. It kind of like has that blurring effect as well. So I'm obsessed. Wear it by itself, wear it under makeup, but like.
How much is it, Kirby?
It is $58. It is, how many fluid ounces of it? It's 1.2. One fluid ounce, 1.2. 30 grams.
Okay. I need it immediately. Where are they based? Why do they have a Miami location and a Toronto location?
They're based, I believe, in Miami. I was talking to their team about this. Like, I was like, I need to learn more about this. Like, what is going on here? Okay, what's your final product?
Okay, I feel like, again, I spoke about this product briefly, but I want to talk about it more because I really, really like it. It's the Rare Beauty All of the Above Weightless Eyeshadow Stick.
Oh, wow.
I know. Look at me recommending an eyeshadow, but truly, I know other eyeshadow sticks exist, obviously. Like, Selena Gomez did not reinvent the wheel here, but to me, I really love using this product. I think that the way that she made it, the color palette that it's in, the price point, the fact that it has a sharpener at the other end of it, which like a lot of eyeshadow sticks don't. It works for me. And I've been using it ever since I got sent the mailer. Okay, it comes in 6 different shades, all of which are like very neutral, a lot of browns and golds and coppers. I use all of the shades. I've used all of them except for this one, which is burgundy. I use all of them except, oh, Compassion. All of her products have cute names. I've used all of them except for Compassion because I'm still not like quite there yet to use a burgundy on my eye.
She's not very compassionate.
Me? Oh, I thought you were calling. I was like, are you starting shit right now, Kirby? Like, they will no, come I was after thinking about us. You.
I was saying you
will be dead by morning.
I will. I was saying you don't use compassion because you don't have that much compassion these days. Just kidding. Obviously. Ooh, kidding.
Okay. I was like, please do not send the selenators after us.
Selenators.
Scared.
No. Scared. Never.
Okay. Let's try to put one on. This one is
live demo.
Live demo again. Let's use Contentment, which is like kind of a coppery color. So it has like a little, it's like a pointed tip. It's extremely creamy. Some people complain on Sephora's website that it breaks really easily. But I think, I mean, it's like you could either have one that's not creamy or you can have a stick that's creamy, and I prefer the creamy. But you can kind of like create like a little shape, like a little wing. You could smoke it out. You could smudge it really nicely.
Ooh.
It's crease resistant and long lasting. You see that?
Yep. I see it.
Well, drama.
Looks good.
Mama. Yeah. And then this one is Growth.
Oh my God. It's a 2-minute eye.
Like less than that. It's like a 30-second eye. And you can like blend it in with your finger, which I love because I'm really lazy. So again, great to like throw into your makeup bag or like when you're going out and you want to just touch up your eyes. Not that you need to, because this will last. They're all the shit. This is my only complaint. I have a black eye. I need to finish it. They're all shimmery, the shades.
That's what I was going to say. I need some mattes.
I need some satin or matte finishes.
Yep.
And then I will be completely sold. I see where she was going with the shimmery, but I need some satin or matte finishes. And I hope that that will be in our future. I'm sure they will be. Or maybe like also outside of this like latte look, latte makeup look shade range. But I'm not complaining about that. But yes, I need some more finishes. But other than that, if you struggle with eyeshadows, or if you just like something that's really easy, definitely try this product out. It's available on the website and then on Sephora.
How much is it?
$22.
Okay, great. Love it. Love. Okay, my last product is from a brand that has history when it comes to makeup. And I'm not just talking about like a conglomerate that started. I mean, like, her family is part of like modern day
beauty royalty.
Yes, exactly. Mackenzie Westmore is the founder of Westmore Beauty. She has this viral product on TikTok, which is their body makeup. And it's so funny because she's had this product. Like, this is not something they just launched. She's had it for years. But it's kind of like Sally Hansen airbrush legs on another level. When I put it on my chest, y'all, you can't tell me nothing. I'm like the hottest bitch in town because it just...
Wait, why?
Because it gives you a little sheen, but it evens out like any imperfection you have on your chest. Okay. And like my chest, like I have like freckles and stuff like that, which is fine. But like when I see a woman that has like not a single spot on her chest, I am so envious because I'm like, damn. Shouldn't have been working at the tanning salon when I was 16 years old. But you live and learn. And I've been...
You live and learn and you got Westmore.
Listen, exactly. I've been paying my dues and I've been trying to turn back time. But literally, I put it here and it looks amazing. Well, I was actually on her podcast. She has a podcast with Dr. Nassif. And if you're not following her, you should, because she was the host of an incredible show called Face Off, which was a reality show where makeup artists would compete and they would create these incredible special effects looks. It was the best show ever. It was probably so expensive to make, which is probably why it doesn't exist anymore. But she was the host of that. I've worked with her in the past. Now she has this podcast with Dr. Nassif. They started this podcast because she had been getting filler and she felt like her face had completely changed. And Dr. Nassif had to like go in and like remove filler from her face. There was a whole story about it on People Magazine. I highly recommend y'all read it. It was like, she was very upfront about it. And I think she looks incredible now, but it's like kind of like a warning to people, like be careful with filler. But she makes this product. I tried it today and I'm literally like, I'm obsessed. I cannot stop putting it on my lips. It feels incredible. It is called the 60 Second Lip Effects Hydrating Smoothing Gel. This stuff is incred. The price point is $25. Well, it's $29, but if you subscribe, you can get it for $25. I use the shade Nude Rose. When you put it on, the applicator is akin to an eye cream applicator. So it's kind of cooling. It feels beautiful and really nice on the lips. And when you smooth it on, I mean, it really is a gel. Oh my God. It has this plumping effect. So it's going to actually increase the look of your lips, but it's not going to burn or sting. It doesn't have like...
What plumps it? What's the ingredient?
I'm looking right now. It's not like a cinnamon or anything like that.
Right.
But it makes your lips feel so moisturized.
Your lips look incredible. Yeah, like talk about the transformation.
Hello.
In seconds.
Just in 60 seconds. But literally, like, I want to keep putting it on because it feels so good.
It's like cooling.
The applicator is cooling, but the product itself is just like, it's a gel. So it makes your lips, it does not feel sticky. It literally just, it's like rubbing, it's like butter. It is like butter on your lips. You're going to want to keep rubbing your lips together. Fills in all the lines. Accentuates them in a way that like makes them look natural but plump. There's three shades. There's clear nude rose in rouge, which is like a red. Like I said, I'm using nude rose. I feel like the clear is probably bomb too.
You can't really, like, it's very natural.
It looks extremely natural. It's not a bunch of hubbubaloo. It's just you put it on. It's
Did you say hullabaloo?
Yeah. Is that what I said? I didn't say it properly. I said hubbubaloo. Is it hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo. Wait.
I said hubbubaloo.
I think it's hullabaloo, right?
Okay, whatever. Don't pronounce anything correctly, apparently.
Yeah, but, hullabaloo.
So it, like, in addition to the hyaluronic acid, it has niacin to make the lips instantly appear fuller. It also has bakuchiol in it that's going to help smooth your lip texture over time. And then the way it feels is because of the squalane, shea butter, and vitamin E that, like, really conditions the lips. I cannot sing this thing's praises anymore. And we should have Mackenzie on the podcast because, can I just give you one quick line? You might say the Westmores were the OG beauty influencers. In 1917, British hairdresser George Westmore established the first hair and makeup department for films in Hollywood. Six of his children went on to become hugely successful movie makeup artists, and so began a lineage of Westmore beauty pros in Hollywood that spans four generations. They have their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow. I need to try this. I know I'd love it. Also, I'm looking at the before and afters for the body coverage perfecter.
No, you will love.
The way that this product covers tattoos and you can't even tell is crazy. Like, it just looks like their skin.
And this is the thing, too. Obviously, like, there's plenty of products that do this. Like,
yeah.
Like, Sally Hansen has their product, right?
Yeah.
So does, like, Kim had a version of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of people talk about Dermablend when it comes to tattoo coverage. Yeah. But I swear to you, this product is actually enjoyable to use. Mm. Sometimes with these products, it's like you got to work quick because it got to dry quick totally. So it doesn't transfer. And it's like you can leave streaks. And this feels like skincare that covers.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I'm obsessed.
Wow.
Obsessed.
Okay. Great.
And like even just looking at like some of these before and afters without tattoos, just like minor imperfections on the skin. It's like, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Anyways, absolutely love it. It's $30. I mean, maybe a lot for a lip product, but like I'm telling y'all, you're not going to be disappointed. You're not. You're going to love it.
I thought it was $24.95 or something.
When you subscribe.
Oh, wait, sorry. Okay. Best in your lips, guys.
Best in your lips.
You only get one.
Well, some Unless of us have you get two.
Yo. Get out of here. That's your mom joke.
Okay.
Invest in your lips. We're so dumb.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.